Today's episode, the original El Camino Sierra. El Camino Sierra, loosely translated, means the mountain highway. It was the name first given to the route that ran along the base of the eastern Sierra Nevada mountains back in 1910. The name was actually part of a grand marketing campaign put together by the Inyo Good Road Club and its secretary W. Gillette Scott. It was meant as a way to draw attention to this lightly populated area of the state for the purpose of obtaining a share of the first state of California highway construction bond. The name wasn't a completely original idea, though. In 1904, the El Camino Real Association had been formed, with its stated purpose being to promote tourism along the route from Los Angeles to San Francisco and to lobby for government support of their project. Scott and a member of the Inyo Good Road Club were following the lead of these coastal California folks when they coined the name El Camino Sierra. In 1910, roads in the eastern Sierra weren't much more than improved wagon roads. Communities in Inyo and Mono counties knew they would need assistance from the state if they were ever to get decent highways over which automobiles could more easily travel. The state finally did get around to building and improving roads in this region of California, but not until 1915, almost 5 years after the first state highway bond measure had been passed. Over the next 16 years, the state continued to improve El Camino Sierra, which was later to be known as Highway 395, and by 1931, a hard surface roadway running from Mojave all the way to Bishop had been completed, and a well-graded or hard surface roadway extended all the way into northern Nevada. It looked like the promotional efforts of the Inyo Good Road Club by naming the roadway El Camino Sierra had paid off.